Okay, Be'ez Hashem, today we're going to learn Perek Zayin of Masech Zivamos, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So the Mishnah talks about where whether Avadim are allowed to eat Truma if a woman who is mutter to a Kohen brought them into the marriage, meaning the previous Mishnah spoke about an Alman al-Kohen Gadol Grusha v'l'chutz al-Kohen Hedyot, so we spoke about someone who's usher to marry the Kohen and whether the Avadim are allowed to eat Truma. Now we talk about Bas Yisrael Shenises Kohen. A regular Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen v'chnis al-Avadim, and she brings Avadim into the marriage. Bein Avdei Meluk Bein Avdei Tzom Barzel, whether they're Avdei Melug or whether they're Avdei Tzom Barzel, Harei Elu, Yochlu B'Truma, they're allowed to eat Truma, because whether they belong to the husband or they belong to the wife, both the husband and the wife are allowed to eat Truma, and therefore anyone that they own is allowed to eat Truma. What if a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael? So before she got married, she was part of her father's household, and she and her Avadim are allowed to eat Truma. Once she marries a Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore, and therefore neither can her slaves. So, Bas Kohen Shenises Yisrael v'chnisa lo, and she brings into the marriage avadim that she had owned previously. Bein avdei meluk, bein avdei tzom barzel, harei lo yachlu b'truma. They also become disqualified from eating truma. The avdei meluk can't because they belong to her, and she's not allowed to eat truma. And the avdei tzom barzel can't because they belong to him, and he's not a kohen, so he's also not allowed to eat truma. Now Mishnah Gimel goes back to a case where a non kohen woman, brought tzom barzel avadim into her marriage with a Kohen. So we learned that those avadim belong to the Kohen, and therefore they're allowed to eat Truma. So can they continue eating Truma after the Kohen dies? So if the Kohen left sons, the sons inherit those avadim, and they're also Kohanim, so they're allowed to eat Truma. The case in our Mishnah, though, is the Kohen left sons and a pregnant wife. So how does that affect the ability of the avadim to eat Truma? So Bas Yisrael Shenises Kohen. If you have a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kohen, Umes, and then he died and he had sons, V'nichamu Beres, but this woman was left pregnant. Lo yochla avadeh b'truma. Her avdei tzom barzel nalali truma nechelko shel uber, because the fetus has a share, if the fetus is a boy, has a share in the Yerusha. So since they're partially owned by the Kohen's living sons who are Kohanim, and they're partially owned by this fetus who's not really fully his father's child, and therefore doesn't have the status of Kohen yet. He only becomes a Kohen when he's born, so they're partially owned by someone who's not a Kohen, namely the fetus, which is funny, because he is a Kohen. As soon as he's born, he's going to be a Kohen, but while he's a fetus, we don't count him as a Kohen yet, and therefore these Avadim are not allowed to eat Truma. So Uber Posel, the Uber passels the Avadim from eating Truma, ve'eno machil, but he does not entitle his mother to eat Truma if she's not a Kohen who's married to a Kohen, meaning he's not yet fully considered the child of the Kohen. So since he doesn't have the status of a Kohen, any slaves he owns cannot eat Truma. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Now, the Chacham Maran Shor, why Rabbi Yossi thinks that an Uber doesn't entitle his own Avadim to eat Truma, specifically in a case where the mother is not a Kohen. Amru lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yossi, Me'ach she'ad t'lan ma'bas yisol a Kohen. Once you paskind, when a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, that her Avdei Tzom Barzel are not allowed to eat Truma because of the Uber's Chelek, Af Bas Kohen the Kohen, then you say the same thing if a Bas Kohen marries a Kohen, Umes, and the Kohen dies and he had sons, V'nichum Uberes, and she's pregnant, Lo Yochel Avadel B'Truma, the Avadim shouldn't eat Truma, Nechelko Shel Uber, because the fetus is still not a Kohen yet. So the Chacham understood that the reason Rabbi Yossi asks the fetus is Avadim for meaning Truma is not because the fetus is not a Kohen, but because even if he is a Kohen, he's not able to be Matir others to eat Truma. So they say it should make no difference whether the fetus's mother is a Kohen or a non-Kohen. In either case, the baby's not born yet, and therefore his avadim should not be allowed to eat truma on account of the baby. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Beis, we said that if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and brings in avadim, whether they're avdei melug or whether they're avdei tzom barzel, they're allowed to eat truma. If a Bas Kohen marries a Yisrael and brings in avadim, whether they are avdei melug or avdei tzom barzel, they're not allowed to eat truma. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said if a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen and that Kohen dies, and and she is pregnant at the time that he dies, her avadim are not allowed to eat truma because they're partially owned by the ubar, who is not considered a real kohen, according to Rabbi Yossi. And the Chum said, well, if that's the case, even if she's a bas kohen that's marrying a kohen, and the kohen dies, and she's pregnant, they shouldn't be allowed to eat truma because the avadim are partially owned by this fetus, and the fetus doesn't have the status of a kohen yet. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.